Well, something else you may or may not know about me. Oh, let's just talk about me all night. I have an internationally syndicated radio series that is called Words and Music, and it's one of the only live performance radio shows on the air. It's not somebody doing interviews or playing records. And the three of us, myself and a jazz pianist named Brad Williams and a music historian named Bill Sheldon, take a composer or a lyricist every week, and we talk about them and tell wild stories about their lives, and then perform the songs as though they're new. And the interesting thing about doing this is that you start to find wonderful little stories that are part of history, but it makes the composer's lives so much more human rather than historical. And this is a good one I'd like to tell you about this next song. One, two. One, two, three, four. Back in the 1920s, there was a Broadway show that was being written by Rodgers and Hart. Now, there was a hot number on Broadway in that day and age by the name of Belle Baker. She was quite the gal. She was sort of like the Ethel Merman of her day. She was sought after by everybody. So she's in rehearsals for this show, and it's getting closer to the opening. Now it's about a week before the show is going to open. Belle is getting very frustrated and very worried. So she gives her good friend Irving Berlin the call. And she says, "Irving, I'm in trouble. There's not a single hit in this show, and I don't have a song that I can really use to wake up the audience. I need you to write me something." Well, Irving says, "Well, Belle, do Rodgers and Hart know about this?" "Oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it." So Irving writes her a song, and on opening night, Belle goes down into the orchestra pit and hands out the music. She says, "Listen, honey, it's going to go like this. As soon as we do that last number that's supposed to end the first act, you go into this song." And they're like, "Do Rodgers and Hart know about this?" Yeah, it's fine. We put it in at the last minute." So at the end of the first act, Belle Baker goes into her number, and the audience goes wild. The song receives 14 curtain calls. People are screaming, except for Rodgers and Hart. It was a long time before they spoke to Irving Berlin, and it was even longer before they talked to Belle Baker. But the song was this one. "Blue skies smiling at me, yeah. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing birds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies. Da 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 da
Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw the